his eyes opened at last to the young man's power, godly from godly lineage. The king detained him, offered him his daughter, gave him, too, a moiety of royal privileges. And Lycians, for their part, set aside their finest land for him, vineyard and ploughland, fertile for wheat fields. The king's daughter bore three children to Bellerophontes, Isandrus, Hippolochus, and Laodamia. Zeus the Profound lay with Laodamia, who bore Sarpedon, one of our great soldiers. By now one day Bellerophontes too incurred the god's wrath, and alone he moped on a Lyan plain, eating his heart out, shunning the beaten track of men. His son Isandrus, in a skirmish with Salamai, met his death at insatiable Ares's hands. An angry Artemis killed Laodamia. Hippolochus it was who fathered me, I am proud to say. He sent me here to Troy, commanding me to act always with valor, always to be most noble, never to shame the line of my progenitors, great men first in Ephyra, then in Lycia. That is the blood and birth I claim. At this, joy came to Diomedes, loud in battle. With one thrust in the field where herds had cropped, he fixed his long spear like a pole, and smiled at the young captain, saying gently, "Why, you are my friend. My grandfather, Aeneas, made friends of us long years ago. He welcomed Prince Bellerophontes in his hall, his guest for 20 days. They gave each other beautiful tokens of amity. Grandfather's offering was a lion guard sewn in purple. Bellerophontes gave a cup of gold, two-handled. It is in my house. I left it there, coming away to Troy. I cannot remember Tydeus, my father. I was still too young when he departed, when the Achaean army came to grief at Thebes. I am your friend, sworn friend, in central Argos. You are mine in Lycia, whenever I may come. So let us keep away from one another's weapons in the spear-fights of this war. Trojans aplenty will be left for me, and allies, as God puts them in my path. Many Achaeans will be left for you to bring down if you can. Each take the other's battle gear. Let those around us know we have this bond of friendship from our fathers." Both men jumped down then to confirm the pact, taking each other's hands. But Zeus had stolen Glaucus's wits away. The young man gave up golden gear for bronze, took 9 bulls' worth for armor worth 100.